The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go, show yourselves to the priest, and offer your cleansing, what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter the town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord.
If you will it, Jesus, you can make me clean. What is one of the first things Jesus says to us during his public ministry? One of the first things we hear from him is, "Repent and believe in the gospel." This coming Wednesday, we will begin the season of Lent, and Lent always begins with this proclamation, "Repent and believe." But we have excuses, Jesus. We think we have good reasons to not go, to not repent, to not live up to the promises that you have given to us, to not pray, to not actually strive to know the Lord in our lives. We're busy. Maybe too busy for the Lord. Sometimes the Lord points out our own struggle with leprosy, that which makes us unclean, those particular places in our lives within ourselves where we can't, or seemingly can't respond the way Jesus wants. This man with leprosy has the opposite belief. He's risking everything to encounter Jesus. Literally everything. He's going into the town where by law he's not allowed to go. He's not crying out unclean, which by law he's supposed to do. He's going in to encounter and find Jesus so that he can find the one who can make him clean. He already trusts the Lord. "If it is your will, Jesus, I will be made clean." We need the certainty of this man. We need the trust that this man has in Jesus. Sin is real, but so is the mercy of Jesus. We need to be sorry for our sins, and we need to seek forgiveness from Jesus. We need to repent and trust in Jesus, and we have a lasting hope in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Leprosy was actually a part of the law of Moses. We hear a small part of Leviticus today. But there's actually many more, I guess you could say, lines and passages in Leviticus on leprosy. He spends a lot of time with it. It was not just an illness of the body. It was seen as an illness of the soul. The law protected others from the disease and teaches us about the spiritual reality of a soul that does not seek God. For us, leprosy is about our struggle to seek the Lord, to see Him where we need to see Him. But we must seek God. We seek the Lord and we find ourselves too often in misery. We seek the approval of the world. We find ourselves alone. We seek the love of things, material objects, and even mistreatment from others, and we find ourselves sad and lost. We need the Lord so badly. There was a beautiful movie about the life of St. Damian of Molokai made some years ago. My favorite scene, you know, St. Damian, he went and served a colony of people with leprosy. He went to Molokai, one of the Hawaiian islands. While he was there, there's this beautiful scene in the movie where he's going to this place where all those who had leprosy are dying. It's a structure where those who are far advanced in the disease, they've been placed there because they're at the last stages of their life. They're highly contagious. People can't go or shouldn't go around them. If they go close, you could get the disease. And in the movie, St. Damian goes in to that tent regularly. In one scene, he's going there and he sees them suffering, dying, struggling. And he goes into the tent, and not just does he sit with them, he lays down with them. He enters into their struggle. It's a beautiful scene of the movie. And I always think in my heart, that's what I want the Lord to do for me. Whatever it is that I'm struggling with, I want the Lord to be with me, to lay down with me, to be intimately close. I want the Lord to be right in the middle of that place where I can't say yes to Him, but I want to. That's where Jesus is. He's right there, loving us to the very end. The man with leprosy is seeking one thing. He's seeking Jesus. And if it is the will of Jesus, I will be made clean. He's not just seeking healing, but a full cleansing of his body, of his soul, of his mind, of his heart. And so without hesitation, Jesus says, "Yes, I will it." This is true in our relationship with the Lord. In the sacrament of confession, for example. That is an intimate encounter with the Lord who wants to make us clean. In our prayer with God, in our seeking Him daily, when we examine our conscience, in the love of God, if we just trust in the plan of God for our lives, Jesus is the one we seek and need and love. Ask Jesus with all of your heart, "Jesus, if it is your will, I can be clean. I will be your disciple. I will be a saint. I do believe, Lord. I believe in the words of Jesus." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.